I'm not the kind of person that wants to go into the studio and play every instrument myself. And I wouldn't be able to, for one thing, but even if I could, I don't want to. I love the input. As much as it challenges me, I love the input from everybody else and hearing other people's creative process. And it makes a richer record for me.
Amy Ray has good reason to enjoy collaboration, being part of a musical duo for over 20 years. So stepping outside the Indigo Girls isn't about solitude, but trying and expressing something new. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The past year has been a busy one for Amy Ray, with a new Indigo Girls album written, recorded, and due out in the spring, and a third record of her own called Didn't It Feel Kinder, somehow fit in among the full schedule of solo and Indigo touring. But as Amy Ray told FUV's Claudia Marshall, there are rough parts of the road life, but it's a good one, and it wouldn't matter if it wasn't. She's got to create. So instead of trading one career for another, Amy's embraced the two musical outlets, continuing her creative partnership with Emily Saliers and the Indigo Girls, and delving into some harder-edged territory musically and lyrically in her solo work. A decision made not out of feeling stifled, but just having more to say.
I think it wasn't as much about limitations for me, though, as it was just about having another side to myself.
And they don't all have to fit neatly in the Indigo Girls category.
I think what happened is that we were making a record and working with this great producer, Peter Collins, and I was sort of playing this rock song, and we were struggling, and it was the kind of song I would have recorded with, you know, one of my friend's punk bands. And Emily could totally fit into that, but the other players we were using didn't necessarily, and so Peter was just like, you know, maybe you should think about doing solo records. And that is what made me start thinking about it. It wasn't limitations like Emily's limitations. It was, you know, not even creative limitations, but just the idea. The solo experience for me was a whole other world. Independent, clubs, underground, punk musicians, a whole community of people that were my friends that I had worked with as a label owner but never had played with. So it wasn't even just about the music. It was just also about getting off the major label track, which I just didn't want to be on.
Does the moment come when you say, this is an Amy Ray song, this is not an Indigo Girls song?
Pretty soon. I think when I'm writing something that feels Indigo Girl, I can feel the duality of the vocal in it, you know, and the harmony. And even though the record has a pretty serious amount of backup harmony, it's done in a different way. You know, with Emily and I, two voices are very upfront. And I just know that it's not going to be that. Pretty much right when I start writing it.
What do you want to say about this next song that you're going to play for us? Presumably this is what it sounded like when you first sat down to start to write it.
Yeah, this is kind of what it sounded like, except I was backstage and there was a band playing, opening for us, and we were in England, and it kind of was to their bass and drums.
You were playing along.
I was sort of using them as like a rhythm section because they were pounding through the wall.
Have they asked for a writing credit on this?
I don't even remember who it was. but it was like a kind of almost a loud thump. So I just started doing this in front of my computer. So it kind of sounded like this. Run away, run away, run away, back running away with your baby.
Ray and an acoustic version of Bus Bus, recorded live at FUV. Hear the complete interview and performance anytime in the archives at WFUV.org.